You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What would you do in this situation? Actually, that's how this woman started her TikTok post that has 2.7 million views right now, probably more at this point. And it's a video of her sitting on a plane. She went to her seat and the woman that was sitting in her seat said, "Do you mind if I take your seat and trade with you so I could sit next to my two children?"
Oh, yeah.
And the two kids were about 11 and 15 was her estimate. And she's like, "Sure, no problem. And as long as it's a window seat or an aisle." And it wasn't. It was a middle seat. So she felt bad and took the middle seat that belonged to the mom so the mom could sit with her kids. And all I keep thinking is, what would I do in that situation? The middle seat is the worst seat. Everybody agrees, right?
Universally agreed upon, the middle seat is the worst seat. It's the least desirable seat on the plane.
Right. Booked herself a window seat so that she did not have to sit in the middle seat.
Yeah.
And now here she is stuck in the middle seat so this mom could sit next to her children.
I feel like this is happening more and more often nowadays. If it's an equivalent seat, who cares? I select my seat every time, though, for a reason. I do not like to be towards the back of the plane. I don't like to be on the wings anymore. I have a reason for each one of these things, these stipulations as to why I chose my seat. If you have one an aisle or two behind me or an aisle or two in front of me and you want to switch because you've got to care for your child, that's one thing. 11 and 15, these kids are totally fine. This is a closed aircraft. They're not going anywhere. Mom, you selected the kids' seats. Why didn't you select your seat?
This happened to me once before when I was traveling with Hayden. Hayden, my older daughter, she was young. I want to say she was six or seven years old. For whatever reason there was, we were not able to select our seats. So when I called the airline in advance, they told me, once you get there,
right,
they will find a way to seat you guys together.
Talk to them at the gate. They'll get it done.
Well, guess what? I show up thinking, well, yeah, I mean, she's 6 years old. Like, they'll find a way to put her next to one of us.
Sure.
Because all three of us were in different areas. They couldn't do it. So I gave her the window seat in the row that she was in, right? And then my husband and I had random middle seats in other parts of the plane. I got up and I checked on her a few times. I put on her headphones, gave her her iPad.
Yeah.
She survived it. It was fine. Like, never was I, let me inconvenience somebody else to sit next to her. I mean, she's not two or three.
Yeah. I mean, at six, I would have been a little bit hesitant myself, right? And I probably would have gave up my seat for a mother that's caring for her six-year-old daughter. Your 15-year-old son, it's a very different scenario,
so
right?
So strange.
I have to guess that there was probably a better seat available for that woman. Whether you think so or not, like, you can purchase it. There's always another opportunity. If not, guess what? Don't take that flight.
Right.
Find another flight. There's very few circumstances where you actually have to be on that flight. Unless it's an emergency. Other than that, if it's your vacation or whatever, you know, you dictate those terms. You get to choose. I just think that nowadays people are very much, they're entitled and they feel like, oh, somebody somewhere will accommodate me.
Recently, I took a JetBlue flight. My family and I, and we had seats all together. We were fine.
Sure.
But like a row or two behind us, there was a completely empty row, right? Nobody was sitting in that row.
Mm-hmm.
So the women in front of us asked if they could sit in that row
spread
so they would
out.
Have more room and spread out.
Yeah.
And do you know that they said no? It is now the policy of the aircraft and of the airline that you must stay in your assigned seat. That row stayed completely empty the whole entire time. And part of me was like, well, that's weird. Like, nobody's sitting there. Why wouldn't you let them?
Mm.
And the other part of me is like, well, if somebody sees them going there, then they become entitled. Well, how come they get to sit there and I don't? And I like the idea of, that's your seat. That's where you sit. You agreed to it. That's what we got to do from now on.
So, this case, you're out of luck then, Mom.
Yeah.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week, we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. She actually gets to give him a grade. Alicia, what's going on?
I'm not a millionaire.
I know. I'm so sorry to hear that. Here's the good news. Neither is anybody else that we know.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't called my sister. She lives in California, so possibly.
Would she have traveled to LA to get the ticket?
You never know. Maybe. You never know.
You know, it's funny. All the things that they tell you to do when you win something like this, they would tell you, change your phone number, right? We were just talking about this the other day. Get an accountant, you know, to kind of keep you isolated from people. And I think to myself, oh, it wouldn't be that hard. And then I was thinking about it this morning as soon as I read somebody else had won. You know what? If that was my cousin, I would be mad.
No,
I would be
wouldn't.
Looking for something. Yes.
I would not.
I don't know. I had the impulse this morning just to be like, listen, if you want a billion, what's a few million?
Alicia, this is coming from the guy who repeatedly tells me that he would not give me any money if he won the lottery. Always says that. And now all of a sudden he wants money from a stranger in L.A.
Yeah. He's so full of crap, though, because we made a pact with some of our best friends that if any of us won, you know, hundreds of millions, that we would retire everyone so we could all just spend forever traveling together and rescuing animals together.
I don't remember that pact.
You're terrible.
They can come on the first trip for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I got to be thinking about how many more of these trips can I afford?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we would have had the winning ticket, but he decided the other day he didn't feel like going to the store because, you know, he didn't want to win $1 billion. That was probably the ticket, Anna. He didn't feel like driving to the gas station 5 minutes away to possibly win $1 billion.
I believe what he said to me was, Alicia's mad at me for not going and getting the Powerball tickets and going and getting them. But it's not like she couldn't get in a car and go get them herself.
She had the whole day before that to get the tickets also. Both of us forgot.
The whole day.
She tells me at 8 o'clock I need to go. I had a total of $9 cash. So now I would have to go to an ATM and then go to the gas station on top of it. And it was Monday and I was tired. I was like, you know what? I'm not winning tonight. Nobody's winning tonight. And I called it. Nobody won.
And he screwed up our pre-sale code for our concert tickets. I had to call one of my girlfriends. He just didn't want us to do anything awesome. I don't know what's going on this week.
I mean, you ruined a concert and winning Powerball. How is that possible in one week?
She didn't talk to me for 2.5 hours after the Powerball thing. The rest of the night, she did not talk to me. She was the most childlike I've maybe seen her in, I don't know, a very long time.
What concert did you not get tickets to?
Oh, she wants to go to Snoop Dogg. You know,
we're going to Snoop. We got him because the girls handled it, Anna.
Okay, well, of course.
Because that's what a dude my age does.
Yeah.
Goes to Snoop. All right.
Me and one of my best girlfriends, Michelle, are the concert ticket moms. So you know how like every group has like the person in charge of getting the tickets for the concert for everybody?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's always me and Michelle. And it's really stressful. Like it's gotten to the point where like it's not just fun. Like, okay, everybody, I'm going to buy tickets on Tuesday. Let me know how many you want.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you have to jump through 1,000 hoops now to buy these tickets. And it's become like a real responsibility.
That's what she failed to mention is that I spent 20 minutes on that app trying to get it done. And the very second I'm pressing yes on my credit card, it's like, time's up. We had to give somebody else another opportunity. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. So given all these mishaps that happened this week, what was the grade you'd like to give Raven?
You know, I'm not a billionaire today, Anna, so he's getting a D.
D.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had $9. You could have got 3 tickets. One of them was the winner.
I mean, it's like simple math. I don't understand.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What if there was a place that you could just let it all out? You know, what's bothering you right now? Maybe you saw somebody do something or post something, or maybe the person on the road next to you did something while they're driving and you're like, come on, buddy. Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Aaliyah.
If you're rude to customer service employees, that's all I need to know about you.
Is this customer service employee you, or is it somebody that you know? Because sometimes, let's be real, they be mailing it in.
True, but
yeah.
I mean, they already, you know, their job is a toilet. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
all they're doing is
catching crap all day.
No, you know what? And you're right. I get it. On the other hand, it's like, you chose that job, so... Just because I'm the sixth person that's coming up to your counter today doesn't mean that you get to do the same thing where you're, you know, exuding that I'm a jaded human being type thing going on here.
I agree.
It's your job to just satisfy the situation.
But
that's
I agree
all.
With you, Aaliyah. I feel like there's never a reason for you to be rude to somebody. Like, speak like a normal adult how you would want to be treated and spoken to.
Almost say exactly. But the answer is in your statement. Respect is earned, not given. Right? So, listen, you can't take out your frustrations on a product or a process with the customer service person when you finally get to them. But if that customer service person is rude, you can hand it right back to them or ask to talk to the next one.
I think you can politely do so. Like, I think we have a disagreement here. Is there someone else that I can speak to? My husband, whenever there has to be a confrontation, it usually involves like a customer service on like our internet supplier or our phone or whatever. I send him because I can't do it. Can't do the thing where I threaten to leave the company
I don't do all that. Who's going to do that?
That's ridiculous. My husband does it. He does it to get like the rates or if he's having a hard time. And I physically cannot be that person.
Yeah, no. I don't even want to be present for that. Mm-hmm. No, I get that. And on the other hand, if you just got some toot, guess what? I got a whole bunch of this bottled up. I can hand it right back to you.
No, I can't do it. No.
I can't either.
I've been on hold for an hour and 36 minutes. You're going to resolve this for me. No, I will not be on hold again for a moment. Thank you.
Miranda, that's all I need to know about you.
If you bite your nails in public, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. I think people don't even realize they're doing it. Mm. Right? It's like almost like a habit.
Well, it's a nervous thing for some people. It's a tick for others, right? It becomes like a compulsion or whatever. And then other people, it's just nasty. Some people's just nasty, right? But in private, you're saying it's totally fine.
I mean, yeah, no, but
say,
especially in public, it's disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's gross.
When you see people that have like the bitten down to nothing nubs, it's like, I almost feel bad. There's no way that they volunteered to do that. They started it at one point, it became a terrible habit, and now they can't break it. And now they have to go buy that nail polish that tastes disgusting.
You know what my problem is that when I get a manicure or I even clip my own nails, is then a day later, my cuticles are bothering me. Then I want to bite those.
Your cuticles?
Yeah.
Cuticle biters are a thing. That's a different set of people. Get your fingers out of your mouth.
I'm just saying. I'm looking at them. I'm just checking them. They're good right now. But now I'm thinking about my cuticles.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. It's a Barbenheimer weekend, Raven.
I mean, the theaters are packed from what I hear last night. Everything looks good. This is good for the industry.
Right. So it's one versus the other. Here's the first one.
You look so beautiful, Barbie.
Thanks, Barbie. I feel so beautiful.
So it's the Barbie movie, which I saw last night. Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling. America Ferrara is in this movie.
Yeah, it's a huge cast.
Yeah. And Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell, like, I love Will Ferrell so much. I still don't understand what his part was in this movie.
I guess he really, really, really wanted to be in it.
Yeah. I wanted to love this movie.
And you didn't.
It's not that I didn't. I guess I didn't. I really didn't.
Right.
Remember when you would go take a test in school and you studied and you were ready for it, but then you took the test and you walked out and you literally had no clue if you passed or you failed? It could have gone either direction. That's how I felt when I walked out of that movie.
So let me just ask here. Is it because the movie has messaging that you feel is unnecessary? Is it just, you know, is it too artsy? What's the thing about it?
Well, so they said it's supposed to be an art movie. But what I think they tried to do is I think they tried to be everything. So I think they tried it to be entertaining and funny, which was great.
Yeah.
But they also tried to be deep and have like a message to come across.
Yeah.
And there has
to be one for women, I think, and girls in this movie. I think it has to be there.
I want somebody else to watch this movie and tell me what I think, because usually I have a strong opinion and I don't know what to think about it.
Yeah.
Here's what I will tell you.
What's up?
Margot Robbie says this is a movie for everybody and it's for all ages. I brought Dakota, my 4.5-year-old. It is not a movie for young children.
I mean, I wouldn't think so based on that director and writer. I wouldn't think so. But I mean, listen, a lot of pressure, to be fair, a lot of pressure for this movie to be everything to all people, right? Because everybody has a preconceived notion about what it was going to be. The girl from Two Studios Over loved it. So you should go talk to her after this, maybe.
It's just one of those things where I wanted to and I just didn't. I was just confused at certain points.
Yeah.
There was one moment, because everyone kept saying like, oh, you're going to cry. And there was only one time that my eyes got teared up and it had nothing to do with Margot Robbie. It was when America Ferrara said something. And if you're a mom, when you go see it, you'll know immediately what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But Otherwise, first of all, don't take your little kids. Dakota fell asleep halfway through, and she would not stop talking in my ear because it's really not for kids.
Yeah.
It's not.
Okay.
And the other thing is that there was 28 minutes of previews, and it's too much. There's too much.
28 minutes.
At that point, I already ate my entire popcorn and my M&Ms. I was like, now what am I going to do for the next 2 hours?
Right, I see.
All right, the other movie that's everybody going to go see this weekend, Oppenheimer.
I don't know if we can be trusted with such a weapon, but we have no choice.
So if you're not familiar with Oppenheimer is, it's a World War II movie about J. Robert Oppenheimer, who is the creator of the atomic bomb.
Right.
Again, all-star cast, Matt Damon, Emily Blunt. I can go on and on.
It's a long list. Yeah.
That's a fascinating story,
really.
Yeah. It's supposed to be incredible, and people are pumping it up as one of the greatest movies of all time. We'll see. Here's what it is. Over 3 hours long.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long movie. It's a huge story. Again, it is rooted in fact. I don't know if it's got dramatized parts. I'm sure certainly it does. But it's a fascinating story if you know your history as to the development of this weapon. And the people that really questioned what it was that they were doing while they were creating this weapon, obviously, because the world has forever changed. You know, the interesting thing is there's no CGI in this entire movie. And they duplicate or replicate somehow a nuclear blast. I don't know how you do that without CGI. Pretty interesting.
I'm trying to figure out if I can go on Saturday night. But to sit in a theater for over 3 hours, 3.5 hours, I don't, for some reason, to me, I'm like, I don't know if I could do that anymore.
Yeah, add that 30 minutes of previews, too.
Oh, gosh.
That's your whole day.
Yes. It's not a fight. It's a squabble.
Mm.
You know, like when you have a disagreement with your family and it's like an ongoing argument and it's just nonsense. I think every family's going through this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having an issue right now. Well, my wife will explain.
Because I told my grandmother there was a notification on the neighborhood app that there was a bear a few streets over. And she was watching the dogs. And when we got home, she said how she was looking in the trees every time she went outside. She thought there was a bear was going to come jump in our pool. And now if I call her to come help with the dogs, she asks me if there's any bears in the yard.
As if one is going to maul her on the way from the driveway to the front door.
And she keeps telling me, every time I go outside now, I look in the trees. I'm like, you really should be looking on the ground to make sure he's not running towards you. Stop looking in the trees. But it's an issue because I'm not sure that she goes out with the dog. She might just open the door and let them out there now as a bear snack.
Yeah, now we don't have anybody to watch the dogs. every time you ask one to come over, and it's not even just for the dogs, like invite her over for a barbecue and whatever. She's like, I don't know, where's the bears? Have you seen any bears? To be fair, to be clear, we never actually saw any of the bears ourselves.
Nope.
You're just getting reports that there's a lot of bears around this year. That's all.
Yep.
We don't live in the Yukon. This is not Canada. I don't expect, like, you know, when you get out of a car, you know, like a grizzly bear is going to come running out of the woods at you or something like that. You know, these are timid bears. They're smaller bears. And again, we have not seen any bears.
That's a pretty ridiculous squabble your family's having.
That's what's going on right now. It's been going on for weeks.
Yeah.
It's been going on for weeks.
We've been having a family squabble because we've been planning forever to go to Italy next summer to see my family, of my family. And finally, we're going to go. We're going to go next summer. Now, my father had it set that he wanted to go at the end of August, early September.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were able to get tickets to see Taylor Swift in Milan. But it's in July.
I can't believe Taylor Swift is tearing apart your family.
Oh, my gosh. And he's like, we're not going in on July. You know how hot it is? I'm like, but Dad, I bought tickets for me, my daughter, and my mom. You know, I go, we're
is there a
go
big difference between July and August?
Well, it's less tourists. Like, okay. You know, my dad's from Italy.
He's
like,
got a plan.
He's got a thing in his
head.
In
his mind, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. And he keeps arguing with me. I go, well, there's no world where we go to Italy twice next summer.
Right.
So
that's a fair point, right? And I can't stay for 2 months, as wonderful and glorious as that would be.
If I want to continue being employed,
right.
They're not going to let me go live in Italy for 2 months.
Too bad, huh?
Oh. Squabbles. Such a weird word. Say it out loud. Squabbles.
Mm.
Families have them all the time. Arguments. They're kind of light. They're funny, but they're annoying, right? What is your family squabbling about right now? 1-800-330-9999. Amanda.
My family and I are fighting about retirement homes right now, and it's not because someone's moving into a retirement home, I was visiting my parents. I was like, oh, what kind of retirement home would you guys like to go in one day? And this is like, I mean, you don't know my age, but this is like 30 years premature conversation. But I just thought it would be better to talk about when it wasn't like a big deal. But mm-hmm. apparently my mom and dad really hated that I brought this up. So we are definitely in a fight about their future retirement homes that I'm going to be choosing for them in 30 years.
I don't think that's a bad thing to do. I think that's so smart. So many times, like when it gets to like that time where you have to make those decisions, right. You don't know what to do. It's nice when everybody's on board.
I was like, I feel like it's way less awkward to talk about this now.
Like my dad is young as well. My dad's 62 and he always says, just put me anywhere. I don't care. Put me in a home. Right. But I'm going to have him write that down. So because in 25 years, when that time actually comes, I could be like, Dad, you told me I could choose whatever I want. And here we are.
Yeah. Maybe I stepped a couple lines because I also was like, and we're going to get rid of all, you know, like everybody has like heavy furniture. Like we all are collecting stuff throughout our life. And so they have all this beautiful furniture. And I was like, guys, we are going to, you know, sell it or, you know, give it to all the family that you'd like it to go to. And I'm just going to buy you like really nice IKEA stuff so that eventually I can just toss it. But like, I feel like that maybe I crossed the line, but I thought it was a great idea. Like, let's get everything sorted, you know.
They're 56 and you're talking about burning their furniture.
That was probably a bridge too far. Right. I would have pulled that one back. Right.
Maybe that's why the fight happened. I don't know.
Samuel, what's your family fighting about right now?
Well, I have 4 siblings and like Netflix is cracking down. So we're kind of all fighting over my mom's Netflix account. Who's going to stay on and who's got to find their own?
You are adults.
So yeah, I mean, pay the 20 gets, bucks.
Yeah, everybody's got to get their own Netflix account.
I don't agree.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing about an argument, right? People dig in.
Mm. Still on my mom's AAA account, though. Never giving that up. Never. Haley, what's your family fighting about right now?
Sadly enough, we're all kind of just fighting with my brother about him getting married to this monster of a person. And, like, the wedding's in, like, 3 months. And, yeah.
It's a big word.
It's not a fun time at the house right now. Yeah.
Oh, monsters.
It's a lot.
Why is she a monster?
She's not a good person. Too much details to even go into the saga. But, essentially, like, we just all feel like he's kind of very much forcing this whole thing to happen and under, you know, not all the good reasons and circumstances. So that's just, we're all kind of pitted towards, you know, this not happening.
I don't know. I mean, obviously it's your family, so I'm going to stay out of it. But
yeah. Like,
I mean, somebody's getting married.
You know,
get over yourselves.
Yeah.
It's not y'all's choice. Yeah. Get out of the way.
But what if she can stop a mistake from happening?
Oh, come on. It ain't a TV show.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. 3 months out, they're on the wedding march. It's happening. So you guys better get on board.
No, follow your heart.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Good luck with that. Estranged brother. See you in 10 years, I guess.
House rules is trending on Reddit. People are talking about the unique house rules that they have. Mm. I'm giggling because Chris wrote, must use normal force and taps on the toilet flush. If it isn't reacting, you're turning it the wrong way. And if you break it, it's your problem.
I mean, how about just get that thing fixed once and for all the right way, right? Sounds like you guys are kind of doing one of those things that you're like, nah, it still works, kind of.
Jeff wrote, no one helps my wife in the kitchen unless she specifically asks. That's a good one.
I like that rule.
Yeah.
My wife sometimes wants me to just sit there with her to keep her company.
Oh.
So boring. And that stool is not comfortable.
We got a lot of rules at my house. My husband, Paul's on the line. Paul.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
I'm watching Bluey with Dakota.
Oh.
Nice.
That's nice. We're talking about the weirdest rules you have at your house. And we got a lot of rules at our house.
That doesn't surprise me, really.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, baby. So, Paul, what are some of the weird rules we have at our house?
I like when people put the toilet paper back on the roll and it rolls from the top, not the bottom.
I mean, that's just like a classic thing.
Yeah, that's if you have rational people in your building, that's something that you should demand from them.
Right. But you have other rules that we fight about a lot. Okay. Like you don't want the dog anywhere near anything. Like a couch, like it, not even is a dog not allowed on the couch.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want the dog near the couch.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at
yeah,
the
don't
couch.
Even look at it. Don't breathe near it. Nothing. You're not allowed on this couch.
Right. dog's not allowed on the couch.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So best that he not be tempted by looking at it, right? Longing for it. Right. Don't give me those eyes. Don't be staring at the couch sadly, because you're never getting on there.
If Lila comes near the couch, he'll get mad that we don't physically get up and move her away from the couch. Just so there's no fur near the couch.
All right.
Dakota, what's the rule that you have at our house? It's a very important rule for you. What don't we do at the house or anywhere?
I'm not allowed to lick anybody.
You're not allowed to lick anybody or lick anything, because Dakota will lick random things like door handles that make no sense at all.
I mean, good for her immunity, but good rule to have, I'm guessing, still. Same thing. If some strange child walks up and licks me, it's off-putting.
I don't know why she's always got it. Why do you always lick stuff, Mama?
Because I like licking my stuff.
I know. You like to lick things all the time. She just likes to lick. It's so weird. We don't lick and we don't bite. Yeah. But I have this rule where it drives me crazy where I don't like shoes in the entranceway.
Yeah.
Like if you take your shoes off in the entranceway, I've got a max of you can only have two pair there at a time.
So where do the shoes go if they're not inside the doorway?
In your room.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I mean, what if you have a bunch of guests?
No, guests are different because that's like a special occasion. Like when it's just us in the house, they cannot be in the entranceway. It makes me crazy. You got to go put them in your closet.
So you have to take the shoes off and then carry them to your space.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't stand when they're outside invisible. It makes me crazy. Two pairs. That's all you get. As long as they fit in the closet. And if they don't fit in the closet, you're out of luck. Figure
I see.
It out.
Okay. Need a new family.
Yeah.
Right.
And Paul's problem is that his feet are too big. So his shoes are so big that it makes me crazy.
I mean, just get a shoe rack, guys.
Yeah, no, but it's got to go in the closet. It's got to fit in the closet.
But the problem is Anna doesn't do it.
No, I'm immune from that rule.
Right, right. So you can have six pairs of shoes. Everybody else only gets two pairs max because there needs to be enough room for hers.
He's an 11 and a half. Those shoes are way too big. You know? All right, well, you guys get back to doing whatever it is that you guys do.
I love you.
I love you too, Mama. I see you later, okay? Have a good day. Trending on Twitter is your house rules. Every house has different rules and may seem completely normal to you, but to other people, you sound bonkers, right?
Right, right. Of course. That's why they're house rules, because you don't really publish these things.
Shantia wrote on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, glitter. I hate the stuff. There's no glitter in my house. Well, I have like a no Play-Doh rule in my house. No Play-Doh.
Yeah, I mean, because once it comes out, once it gets out of the container, it's going to be in your house the rest of your existence.
And for some reason, my toddler takes that Play-Doh and she will smash it into any area rug that I have. It makes me nuts. What's your house rule? 1-800-330-9999. Winnie.
I feel like this one is like pretty standard, but like I you're not allowed to wear outside clothes on the bed. It's just gross to me. The bed is not for clothes you've worn while you've been outside. You better put on some clean clothes.
100%. I back this. Like you don't put
Thank
on,
you.
You have to change your socks. You got to change your clothes. You can't get in the bed. You could lay on top of the comforter or sit on top of the comforter, but don't you dare get in the bed with your dirty clothes that you wore outside in the real world.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I can't even do on top of the comforter. That's very brave of you. I can't even do that. Like, you just don't even touch it. Like, the sofas and stuff are different. I can't deal with that kind of gross. No.
Jose, what are you not allowed to do in your home?
I don't know how to explain this, but my fiance is... kind of paranoid. So every day when she comes home, I work from home, so I like a lot of sunlight coming in. She closes all the blinds so no one can see into our home. Like, I don't know, there's a gang of outside just waiting to break in. So I'm not allowed to keep the blinds open after 5, 6 p.m.
I don't like blinds open in my house either.
Yeah, some people have them open all the time. Other people got them closed all the time. Yeah. I pull them open in the morning.
I only open them if I want sunlight, but then as soon as I'm done with whatever room that is, I'll go close them. I never realized it, but it might actually be like a nervous tic thing. Like it's just part, it's like my OCD kind
Something
of
Something weird, right?
In. Yeah, it's strange. So you just think that she's paranoid? That's why she wants the blinds closed all the time?
Yeah, she thinks people are looking in and looking at us.
They probably are. Think about all your neighbors. Like they probably walk by and they look in. It's human nature to walk by a house. And if you can look into the home, what do? You look into the home.
Even if they do, who cares?
Be less interesting, I guess. Rachel, what are you not allowed to do at home?
So the big thing is just not wearing outside shoes. We leave our outside shoes on the outside of our house, and then we put in our actual house slippers just for, you know, germ sake and cleanliness. And it's not like, thankfully, we're both very minimal people, so there's only like four pairs of shoes between us. But it does keep things nice, you know, don't have to worry about tracking in actual mud. crud or other stuff.
Raven, some people are very big on the shoe thing. Mm-hmm. I don't care. If you want to come to my house and keep your shoes on, fine. You're not going into the bedrooms. But I don't like shoes in the bedrooms. For some reason, that's like a big thing. You can wear them in the kitchen, but that's about it.
Well, listen, when it comes to me, I'm never wearing shoes. I walk in and immediately lose the shoes. Most of the time, I might be wearing some sort of socks, but our house is clean. My wife is pretty militant about the cleanliness, so I usually go barefoot. But there's sandals, like, when I step out or whatever. But if somebody comes over my house, I don't demand they take off their shoes.
Right.
I mean, I've got hardwood floors in most of the rooms. And the one room where there's carpet's destroyed anyways. What's the difference? How about it?
I've gone to homes, though, where they've requested for us to take off the shoes. And it's always somewhat awkward because I never know if I have a pedicure. I never know if my socks match. Right. I never know if there's a hole in my socks. I used to remember one time, like when the knee-high boots were really in and I just bought them, and I have big calves and they're difficult to put on and take off. And my best friend Danielle had to like pull them off me. And it was, we barely knew the people. It was like one of the kids' birthday parties, like from school. Oh, that was awkward.
Yeah.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
We did it! You did it. Congratulations. You made it to Friday, and it is Mommy's Margarita Friday. And as always, it doesn't matter if you're mom or your dad, or if your kids are furry and have four legs, or human and two and driving you nuts. It's not easy to be in charge. So this is your chance to vent and tell us why you earned your margarita this week. 1-800-330-9999. Michaela, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, I think I've earned several of them. I sorted through the piles of the kids' art projects from the last, like, 10 years in the basement.
Okay. Why in God's name did you do that?
Well, you know when you're starting to worry that there's not even a walkway anymore and there's just too many piles of things? And it's like every time they bring something home from school, we just add it to these piles, put it in bins. I had them both come down with me, and we looked through everything. We decided what we're keeping, what we can part with. It was liberating. I feel so accomplished.
There's some people that are so creative when it comes to the kids' artwork. I saw on Instagram being advertised, like, you could buy these frames that you put them on and you keep putting them over. They almost look like a shadow box. I see some people that take pictures of them and then with their phones, and then they make books. So, like, you know, fifth grade, and it's all, like, pictures of the artwork they make.
Yeah.
I throw it away when they're not looking.
Yes.
And is that nice? I don't know. I don't think so. But, like, if it's something that I know she's really worked on, it's great. But, I mean, she makes a lot of pictures.
Right.
A lot.
I
can't imagine saving all of them.
Right. I mean, it's a ton of stuff.
I have 600 pictures of snakes. You know what snakes are, according to my 4-year-old Dakota?
What's that?
Just squiggly lines on a page. Squiggly lines.
It's a snake.
These snakes are in outer space.
It's beautiful.
Looks just like the snakes that you poured me yesterday that were on the farm. Okay. Taylor, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I earned a margarita because I helped the exterminator treat the house for termites.
You helped them? How did you help them?
Yes. Well, some could say I micromanaged, but I stayed there the whole time and just made sure they got all of it.
It's so awkward when somebody comes to your house. Like, you don't know. Are you supposed to stay around and wait? And do they need you? And do you offer them a bottle of water? Are you supposed to hawk them? Are you supposed to let them just wander freely? It's a weird thing. I get it.
When it's something I don't understand or I don't want to touch, then I typically just walk away. I'll try and stand there for a minute and act smart about something so that, you know, they feel like, oh, look, I've got a little bit of oversight here. But I don't even know what they're doing. With termites, it'd be the same way. Like, you know, besides him just cleaning up the area, I wouldn't know what he was actually doing or what they were supposed to be doing. So, you know, for how long am I really going to go supervise that? I'm going to go upstairs, watch TV. Let me know when you're done.
Yeah, it was mysterious, but I hung in there. I deserve this margarita.
Good job. Sure, enjoy that margarita. We're not here to take people's margaritas away.
That's right.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Dawn and Neil, you guys are having an issue with your son, right?
Yeah, not with our son, more so how we're handling a situation with our son at the moment.
All right, what's going on? Neil, you want to start?
Yeah, basically our son got fired because he was caught vaping while working. And, you know, that's a big issue. I have a problem with him vaping personally, and I've told him to quit. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where now it's affecting his livelihood. And as a punishment, I have decided, you know, he's not going to be allowed to use his car.
Okay, so what's the problem with that, Dawn?
Well, the problem here is the vaping is an issue in itself we were both very upset about. But the big issue is that he bought his own car. You know, he's 17 years old. That's his money, and that is his car. He even pays for the insurance. We have no say about his car. And, you know, in some time in him figuring things out for the next foreseeable future, he's going to need that car to now get another job and go to said job. So this doesn't make any sense. Also, 17, he's getting much nearer. He's my baby, but he's an adult, you know?
Is he going into his senior year? Is he going to college? Where is he?
He's 17 years old. He's in high school. He's going into his senior year. And, you know, here's where I stand. I pay the bills in the house. I put a roof over his head. I put food on the table. He's not an adult yet. He's still a kid. He's already been fired from his first job. He's got to learn from these mistakes, and the best way to learn is through having what you love taken away from you.
So he's paying his own insurance. He paid for the car. I'm guessing the insurance is still under your name?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a child.
Partially, yes.
I mean, I think he got rank there at that point, right? I mean, you're still liable. He's 17. He's a minor. He is still a child. You are liable for him in the most clinical and legal sense of the word, without going into he's under your roof. I mean, he's under your umbrella of liability at the very least.
I can't believe a 17-year-old was able to save up enough money to buy his own car.
I bought my first car.
Did you really?
Well, I bought my second car, but my first car that was given to me only lasted about 90 days. So, yeah. I mean, if you've got a job, you know, when you're motivated, you're going to get the money.
I had to work for my dad for free at the restaurant for like 5 years.
See, I mean, you earned it. I mean, you probably earned that car twice over, right?
I don't know about that. But it's interesting. And Dawn, you don't think he should be punished at all? Or do you just think that taking away the car that he bought?
No. Okay. No. Again, not a fan of the vaping. That's our baby. Like, it's just more of, he's not going to learn from this by you taking away his car. He's going to find a way to get out of the house. When there's a will, there's a way. This is not the learning curve. If anything, we got to figure out something with the vaping. The car is not the issue.
Right.
Hey, I got no problem with that. Worst case, he goes out for a run and clears those lungs out. I mean, geez. Some of these kids ended up in hospital.
Oh, yeah,
he's going to
go out for a run.
Can
you go outside, please?
I like that you think that he's going to go for a run.
Really?
Well, I mean,
he's going to have a friend pull up on the street next to you, and he's going to go jump in that car. But
you both
anyway,
have fair points.
It brings up a valid point. If he bought his own car and he's paying for his own insurance, do you have the right to take it away if you're punishing him?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
When you're disciplining your child, can you really take away something that they bought with their own money? What's going on between Dawn and Neil right now? Their son, 17 years old, got caught vaping at work. He got fired. So for punishment, Neil said, I'm taking away your car. But Dawn says, you can't take it away because, well, he paid for it. He bought it and he pays for his own insurance.
He's not taking away the car. He's telling him he can't use the car for a couple weeks. It's really not the end of the world. I mean, when we turn it into this, you never get it back or whatever, then it's obviously something different. He bought the car. He paid for a car. He pays his own insurance. However, this is a big deal. He got fired from his job because he did something that was against policy. And oh, by the way, not healthy and something that they don't want him doing with the vaping. So I think, yeah, go ahead. Take that car for a couple weeks. Good lesson.
Dawn says there's got to be better ways to punish and take away something that he earned. Well, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hector, whose side are you on?
I am on the mother's side because the car is not thinking about this. The son might think about just leaving the house completely with the car. How would the parents react if their parents, because they're still alive, come to their house and take their house away from them, think, now you guys can't live here anymore?
I mean, I don't know. At 17, my parents took whatever the heck they wanted to from me. I mean, I reacted. It didn't matter how I reacted. They didn't care. They didn't ask. It's only nowadays that people actually care what the kids' feelings are.
But
before then, they would just discipline.
But it would be strange, Raven, if somebody showed up to your house and grounded you by taking away your home.
Yes. Right? No, that would be strange. But yeah, I don't think I follow that. But thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court. Can you take something away from your children as a punishment if they paid for it themselves? That's what's going on right now between Dawn and Neil. Their 17-year-old son caught vaping at his job, got fired for it. And now Neil is so upset that he wants to take away his car. Caveat is that, well, he bought his own car and pays for his own insurance.
A couple things to keep in mind here. First off, he's not 28. He's 17, right? And while he's paying for his vehicle and paying for the insurance, he's still on their insurance, right? And again, he lives in this house. And we're not keeping the car. We're just taking the car for a little while. Couple weeks. He's got to learn his lesson, says Dad.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
The father's side, for sure. The kid's 17, and he will remember that his father really made this important for him by doing such a severe punishment. It doesn't need to be forever, but it needs to be enough that he realizes he has to be responsible in the world.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think this sets precedent, right? He's 17 years old. He just lost his job, which is a big deal, even, you know, not in the grand scheme of things, but just in general, how he's going to, you know, conduct himself out in workplace environments the rest of his life, right? So, you know, the time is now for him to kind of learn that lesson. And again, it's not forever. He's going to get the car back.
100%. Now is the time to do it.
Dawn, whose side are you on?
I'm on the parent side, but my first question would be, how is he getting this vape stuff? Doesn't he have to be 21?
It's not about the vape. It's about whether or not he can keep his car, or they can, if they ground him, they can.
I agree, but I think he also should be penalized, not lose his car if he has to find a job.
Right. I mean, the truth is that if you take away his car, well, then how is he going to find another job? But it's 2 weeks of punishment.
I mean,
and
you
he's
just,
17.
You find the job and then you can drive the car to the job. And, you know, other than that, forget it. I mean, I'm not sure he's beating the pavement today for a new job.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Neil, our audience agreed with you. He still is your child. He still lives at home. So even though the item belongs to him, he bought it with his own money and he's paying for his own insurance. You do have some right of taking it away from him. So go ahead and do it if you think that's going to be a fair punishment.
Thank you. The foundations of America still seem to be intact. Makes sense.
Neil, the foundations. All right. Well, we're not doing the foundations of America. We're dealing with the foundations of our son. Thank you. I disagree with modern America, but okay.
You know, Dawn, the only thing I would say is this is like, listen, you know, you make real points. I mean, he paid for the vehicle, right? It is his vehicle. And in many ways, he is entitled to the vehicle. He's paying the insurance too, which teaches a lot of responsibility. On the other hand, you're 17. You've paid for these things. You do something like this. You have it happen. And then your parents say, well, no, you know, you're fine. You can still keep your car. Even if you come up with something else, it creates kind of this air of invincibility, right? And this is a good lesson for him to learn right now, instead of when you guys can't pay attention or when he's at college or whatever, when he's been removed or fired for something else, right? The car is something that he's definitely going to miss. I don't think you do it for a month. But if you tell him, listen, you ain't got your car for the next 2 weekends, or, you know, you can take it to go get a job, but you're not taking it out Friday or Saturday or Sunday, it's an inconvenience. I'm going to remember it.
I hear you. At the end of the day, it's our house, our son. We'll figure it out. Appreciate the input.
Best of luck, guys.
Yeah, if you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $700. All right, Chad, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man.
Okay, Raven's walking out. That door is going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us, Chad. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Cardi B spent $20,000 on a playground for her children outside her home. She and Offset share how many children?
3.
Number two, Britney Spears and will.i.am just teased a new song together called Mind Your Business. What band is will.i.am the lead member of?
Black Eyed Peas.
Number three, Barbenheimer in theaters this weekend. Barbie versus Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer is about the man that created what bomb?
The H-bomb.
Number four. Speaking of Barbenheimer, people are calling September 29th Saw Patrol because it'll be the battle of the movie about the Jigsaw Killer, Saw X, and the Paw Patrol movie. Which Paw Patrol character wears a yellow construction hat and vest?
Rebel.
And number five. A massive America-themed amusement park is opening in Oklahoma in 2026. It'll be called American Heartland Theme Park and Resort. The fastest and tallest roller coaster in North America is Kingda Ka. At what theme park will you find it?
Cedar Point.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay, I think it's 2 out of 5 for Chad. Let me just Google something.
Okay.
I got to make sure I'm right because I am not good when it comes to...
facts.
History. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, right.
Yeah, okay. All right, 2 out of 5. Number one, Cardi B spent $20,000 on a playground for her children outside her home. She and Offset share how many children?
We've got 2 kids.
2 kids, that's correct. Bonus points if you can tell me their names.
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Culture and...
yeah.
Oh my God, what's his name? Air? No, it's not Air. Oh my gosh, why don't I... Wave. Wave is...
great.
Number two, Britney Spears and Will.i.am just teased a new song together, Mind Your Business. What band is Will.i.am the lead member of?
Black Eyed Peas.
That's correct. You guys are tied at 2. Number three, Barbenheimer in theaters this weekend. Barbie versus Oppenheimer.
Mm.
Oppenheimer is about the man that created what bomb?
The atomic bomb.
The atomic bomb. Chad said the H-bomb, and I didn't know what the H-bomb was.
It's the hydrogen bomb. It's a different bomb.
Yeah, it is a different bomb. I just Googled it. Oddly, I did not know what the H-bomb was, but I did know that Wave is the name of Cardi B and Offset's second child.
Okay.
Number four. Speaking of Barbenheimer, people are calling September 29th Saw Patrol because it'll be the battle of the movie about the Jigsaw Killer, Saw X, and the Paw Patrol movie.
We're going to do this every time movies come out the same weekend now from now on?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like when people, like when celebrities would date and we would just combine their names.
All right.
Which Paw Patrol character wears a yellow construction hat and vest?
I have no idea. Louie.
Chad knew this one, Rubble.
Okay.
And number five, a massive America-themed amusement park is opening in Oklahoma in 2026.
I saw that.
It's going to be called American Heartland Theme Park and Resort. Okay, the fastest and tallest roller coaster in North America is Kingda Ka. At what theme park will you find it?
I'm just going to take a shot and say Six Flags.
Which one?
Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, Chad. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Yep, this is Chad, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, buddy. $800 come Monday, Anna.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.